It's 9:10 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. It's Debella Morgan with Baby, I Love You. Baby, I Need You, actually. You know, and we're a little out of breath because Shekwan and I, we were performing in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, we were performing it, mm-hmm. and we were singing along to it.
Mm-hmm.
And someone else that we didn't know also has a voice decided to jump in on and sing on the song as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of surprised us with her soprano.
Maybe not soprano. Yeah.
You know what, boys and girls, young and old, Shekwan, we do this thing, right? On Fridays where we bring in the newsmakers.
Yes.
We bring in the people that we gossip about in our WhatsApp groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bring in the people that we see on my juices. We
wait,
bring in
wait,
the
wait,
people
wait,
that
wait.
That
Charlie, hold up.
Whatever the case may be,
yes,
we bring in superstars.
Absolutely, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we have such a superstar, isn't it, Shekwan?
Yes, we do.
Please do us the honor, Shekwan.
Let me tell you something. What a powerhouse.
Mm.
What a woman. And what a cool kid. You know what I mean? I've been saying there's our only cool kids are allowed on Fresh Breakfast. Beatrice Masilingi is in studio.
Beatrice! What's
How
up,
are you
Beatrice?
Doing?
How are you doing?
Good, what's up, guys?
Good! Yeah. How are you feeling today?
No, I'm feeling good. I mean, the morning has been great today, so
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
good. I'm good.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Is this your first time on Fresh FM?
Is it? I think
no,
so.
I'm asking.
No, I don't know.
You don't know? You don't remember?
I made it awkward for her because I jumped in her line.
No,
wait, is it your first time on Fresh or no? Have you been on Fresh?
I mean, I've been in the building, but I've been, I think, in the next, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, in Wave.
By Wave Studios.
So it's
yeah,
definitely
yeah,
your
yeah.
first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it's your first time
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't care, we will take
we'll,
it.
Pictures. We'll take it.
It. For the first time on Fresh FM.
Hey, don't say it.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
say it.
I'm going to say it.
No.
We broke your Fresh virginity.
I had no party, man. My mom is listening to the show.
My
okay,
goodness. Beatrice, let's get chatting.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, people know your story.
Yeah.
People follow your story and so on. But just you know, for the interest of for thee and thou that still wonders.
Yeah.
It's this Beatrice person who runs International Tricks. Where did she grow up? Real quick, Beatrice, walk us through your high school journey. Where did you finish your high school, and in which location was it?
I actually started school in Rundu.
Yeah.
Okay.
At a school called Noordkrans.
Noordkrans,
yeah, the African school. So I basically started my primary till my ninth grade.
Yeah.
I left on my ninth grade, you know. So, and then I moved with a scholarship to Grootfontein.
Okay, where in Grootfontein?
Way in Grootfontein.
Like the school?
It was called Agri College.
Oh, okay.
Agricultural College. Yeah. So that was till 2021.
Yeah. So you said
Noordkrans. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually speak the language? Like Afrikaans?
Afrikaans.
Hoe gaan dit, meisie?
Ek is goed, hoe gaan dit?
Oh, wait!
No, but you know what, Nick?
Kijk die hond blaf.
Are you? But you know what? I actually did know that she speaks Afrikaans.
I had no idea.
No, she has the accent.
Do I?
When you came on the scene, yes, absolutely. I picked it up. She does have that, you
and,
know.
And she would
Afrikaans.
Know because she did Windhoek High School.
Yeah.
Yeah, rechte saber Afrikaans.
Well, you know.
You know.
We survived some hard times. Here we are. So Beatrice, listen. So maybe just to get to know you just a little bit more. Waking up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do?
Mm.
Well, I would say an active Beatrice. I would wake up in the morning, go straight to the track. This time I'm supposed to be at the track running.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
How long do you run or practice for?
Well, me and my coach have two sessions a day.
Mm.
So the morning session is the running, and then the afternoon session we have the gym. Yeah, but that's like only 4 times a week.
Okay.
You know, so I have a day to rest in between.
Mm.
So yeah, I basically just wake up, have my breakfast, and take my bath, get ready for track. Yeah, go get tired and then come back, rest, get ready
and
for the next session.
To get tired all over again,
yeah. Right? 100%.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you had to reflect on your life from where you are right now to the girl from Rundu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever imagined yourself to be here? And if you could say something to that young girl, what would you say to her?
Crazy. Well, it's something that I never imagined that I would be here, actually.
Okay.
It's just something that came up. But I was a sporty girl, actually, from my primary. I used to play touchies and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would even hump in with the boys. I would play with them just to keep myself busy, you know?
Yeah.
I get home. I remember I wouldn't even go home at times. Mm. I would stay over and just do sports at school. I would even join the volleyball club, you know, just keep myself busy, go with this football, everything that I could, that I can, you know, I had.
So it's not just athletics, like you're actually an all-rounder with sports.
Yeah, but mostly I'm a rugby player as well.
You're a rugby player?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So we've got three rugby players here in the studio right
now.
Yes,
we do. Yeah. I had a good run too.
Okay,
yeah. Okay. It doesn't look like I played, but I did.
But you did.
Ah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just real quick, Beatrice. I mean, you know, just going back to high school, obviously when you were on the track, right? Mm-hmm. You also had your competition most.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had your competition in school and so on. Apart from what we know right now, who were the kids at school that was competing against you? Where you were like, you're the cherry in the dark, it's face.
Yeah.
Well, I remember there was a girl called Victoria.
Victoria.
Yeah,
okay.
that was still in Rundu in Watkins.
Yeah.
She was fast. I think that was my only competition that I had in school. But
other
than that, I think it was just me and her against the boys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and eventually there was one as well, Cornelia. Mm. She played rugby as well. So I remember our rugby coach told us whoever wants to be captain has to beat everyone like in the team.
Like physically.
Who's the fastest?
Oh, fastest. Oh, okay. Fastest. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, okay. This is easy for me. I know who's the captain. So we took it on, but it wasn't easy. I mean, we took each other on, but I ended up being the captain, and that was.
Look at how nationalized she says it. Yeah, you know.
Then I ended up being the captain. Such a show off.
Okay, you know.
No.
So, what are some of the things that we still don't know about you? Okay, let it probably be, you know, certain things that you're working on, or maybe things that are going to obviously manifest very soon for you. Just what is something that we just don't know about Beatrice?
Well, I would say I'm a very caring person. So, and looking back in the rural areas as well, I'd actually love to help the ones that can't help themselves. Especially with the young ones. You know, I would love to develop the sports in Namibia as well, especially with the athletics, since I have more knowledge in that field, you know. So I'm basically working on a foundation that is to like build athletes. And also it's like a charity fund as well. So I just want to help where I can, you know, and maybe just help the athletes out there that cannot get where they want to, and see if I can tap in and just see what I can do with them. Yeah.
So what is the foundation going to be called though?
It's going to be called the Beatrice Maselenge Sports Foundation.
Foundation.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Remember that, corporates that are listening.
That's a brief.
If she approaches you, know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
But then also just maybe tell us, how important is it for you to tap into that space? And maybe just to take you back to how you grew up. Right? So maybe just take us back to how you grew up and how that would have changed your life at that stage.
Had there been something like
had
that
had there
back
been,
then,
at the time.
No, because I remember at times I ran, I think 2018, that was my first international meet, that was in Botswana. I didn't have spikes to run in, you know, I didn't even have proper trainers to run with, because I didn't have the knowledge on what I needed or what I had to do, you know. So I think just taking this back.
So you ran barefoot?
I did run barefoot.
You ran barefoot your first international meet in Botswana?
But okay, that wasn't allowed, so I had to get
was,
you know, those aqua shoes, the flat ones.
I know.
I ran with those. Yeah.
Wow.
I ran with
and y'all still killed it.
Well, I wasn't that good at that time because I didn't train and all that. I mean, the school just picked me because they saw something, you know. So I went there, and then that's how I met my first coach. because
Uncle Botha.
No.
Oh, there was a different coach.
She was female.
Oh, she was female.
Belinda Oberalster. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
She's from the coach. She's from Barbers. Yeah. So she saw me do the 200. I think I was 7. I ran like I was 15. Yeah. I ran like a 27 something, you know.
27 seven. Seconds?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, that's very slow.
Yeah. For 200. For 200. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So you were very young.
I was very young. And I had no experience. I was running with my backpack and my, you know, so yeah. She saw me and she was like, girl, do you have a coach? And I was like, no, I don't have. I said, okay. She asked for my grandma's contact because I stayed with my grandma.
Mm.
She asked if I can go live with her in the coach so she could train me, you know, because she saw potential in me.
Yeah.
So that's how I met her. And then we moved to, I moved with her to the coast, you know. So I stayed with her and she trained me for the 400.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So yeah, by the time I was 16, 2019, I ran a good time on the 400. I did like a 53 at the under 16s, you know.
Okay.
So that's when I started popping up. So her and her son, who was the coaching assistant, so they built me to that stage, and that's when everyone started realizing that
there's something here.
And you know what they say, a lot of the times it just takes one person to believe in you. So if you had to probably even give her and probably even her son flowers today to say thank you to them, what would you say to them?
Well, I have a strong bond with them. I still speak to her.
Still speak to
her. I still have that connection with her because there is no way I'm going to let her go. You know? Yeah.
Right.
So, I really appreciate her. She's an amazing woman. You know, caring. Yeah. She's like a mom.
It's 9:22 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got OC Beatrice Masilingi in the studio. If you just joined us, man, it's a superstar conversation happening. Just superstar aura all around, okay? Stick around. Beatrice, we've got a couple of surprises for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Shikwan, you know almost how we do with our surprises.
Mm-hmm. Get ready.
She doesn't though.
Yeah. All I'm gonna say is be scared.
Okay.
Fear.
She doesn't even look scared.
She doesn't even look scared. She won't wait. Fear fresh breakfast. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
It's all come down to this. Make this putt. Win the event.
We love spring on Fresh FM 102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
That's right, it's 9:24 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 9:24 Music World Cup time. It's 9:24 the Rugby World Cup time. Namibia will play their opening game tomorrow, and we are super excited. We actually were way much more excited for that game than the All Blacks and France game tonight.
No.
Yeah, you know, that can wait. As we are focusing on us, please.
But I still want to see them.
Yeah, you say, yeah, of course, if you
want to. Yeah. So, you know what? I just want to see whether my analysis on the All Blacks is actually going to play out.
Yeah.
I want to see it play out.
Because I really think they lose.
Yeah, because if they slack, I try.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
No, but the World Cup is long. We'll see how it develops.
Yep.
Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got Beatrice Masilingi in the building.
Yes, we do. I actually am very curious, hey. What do they call you at home?
Well, my home name.
Yeah.
Well, my grandma, my family calls me Mowai.
Mowai. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think it just means something that's beautiful. It's just,
Because it actually sounds like a really beautiful name.
Yeah.
Mowai.
At least, you know, that is far better than Dors.
Yeah.
Because that's what my sister calls me.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yes.
Why?
But no one else is allowed to call me that. Only my sister. The whole Jello.
Why though?
It's a long story, bro. Anyhow.
I was actually looking for like a little bit of an embarrassing. I don't have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just call me Shuna.
Shuna, yeah. Except for Shuna,
it's just
yeah.
Shuna, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So check this out, Beatrice. You and I'm so happy in the conversation earlier you mentioned a couple of people that are dear to you. You move with a tribe. There are people behind you that love you and that you know, that pray for you. But there's also people that compete against you, but when they do compete, it's competition with love. Hold that thought.
Competition with love, you say?
Yes, competition with love.
Okay.
Hi B, my buddy Ndawana here. I just want to say that I love you so much and I appreciate you. It's such a great sight to see what you've accomplished so far, how far you've come, and how you continue to keep the dream alive, how you continue to push and hang on. I'm so excited to see what the future has in store for you, and you know, I can only be excited. So yeah, I just want to say that I love you so much and I appreciate you. Yeah.
That's probably the third fastest woman in the country right now.
Wow. That's a surprise.
That's a surprise.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Tell us
all.
About you and Dawana.
Me and Dawana, we come a long way.
Yeah.
We come a long, long way, yeah. So we basically started together there in Rundu.
You know, you guys started back
then? Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait.
Did she also play rugby?
No, she didn't. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I met her on the track.
On the track,
because
okay.
she was schooling at Vision.
In Dubundi.
They would mostly come in Rundu for the competition, you know. So that's how we met and all that. Yeah. So we even have some quite funny old pictures of, you know.
Yeah.
I remember at point we cut our hairs.
Why did you cut your hair? Why? Was it like a challenge? And what happened?
I don't know, but I remember. I think I relaxed my hair. And so it was breaking at the back.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, kill this thing. So I just cut it off. And then she also cut hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Bestie.
That is so beautiful. So she decided to also... And so that she can be with you. With the calico
but
situation.
I think with them it was a school thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of schools in the Kavango region
very strict with
don't
it.
Don't play. Yeah.
There's also someone else that said, "Listen, NSK and Shekwan, there's no way you guys are gonna have Beatrice there and not include me in the conversation. How dare you?"
Oh, be my dog. It's Dambila, man. Oh man, I've got stories for days with you, man. But the story that comes on my mind at this point, it was 2021 when I got injured and stuff like that, you know. That was the first year when I first met you, and I think in that moment I knew that you were gonna be my boy, we were gonna be close like that, you know. And seeing you in that moment growing as an athlete, you know, and making changes track wise and stuff like that when I got injured, and you were there as a sister, as a close friends and everything, you know. And I remember we were both talking about going to the juniors and coming back with medals and everything, and that's exactly what we did, you know. It was for me till this day, it's one of the greatest moments I've created between in that point, you know. And I'm looking forward to create more great moments like next year Olympics and stuff like that. We're going for medals and stuff like that. But I really appreciate you. You know, you're my dog. You know that. Wagwan, wagwan, fam, wagwan.
Dambile.
Dambile. All the way from SA. Yeah.
Break that relationship for us.
Yeah, SA said it.
Breakdown, sorry.
We met in 2021 at the World Juniors.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we met. He was injured, you know, so he couldn't perform at his best, but he managed to medal, you know. I think that's what attracted me to him as a friend, because he's a determined athlete. He goes for what he wants, you know, and I want friends like that, you know.
Yeah.
In case, you know, someday I feel low, he's there to pick me up.
To lift you up,
This is the vision, you know. Yeah. As he calls, this is the vision, dog. We gotta get it, man.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
And he always says it like that.
Yeah, you know my dog. That's what it is.
Okay.
So apart from now the serious competition and, you know, what, we also have other silly friends here, man. I said, Lester, I'm gonna...
Don't leave me
apparently,
out.
Apparently, he said... Just play the voice note like that. She will apparently understand.
Oh.
Okay. Listen to this.
Beatrice, it's Mosi Joe, bro. Where are you, bro? I'm hungry. Let's go get some food.
So what I want to know is this, hey? If you get that voice note, where are you guys driving to get food?
Yo.
What's your go-to place?
I don't want to say.
What do you mean?
There's athletes out there. They mustn't know.
Okay.
I eat healthy. That's all they have to know.
Oh, man. So shout out to Joseph as well.
Well,
yeah.
Crazy. How did you guys pull this off?
I know. We just know people.
You just know people.
And then what I want to know is, what is the one thing that stands out for you the most when it comes to your tribe? The people that you have around you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing, not even that stands out, just the one thing that you admire and love about them the most?
I think I'll just say they love. Because I genuinely feel like this, the people care for me as well. Mm. As much as I do care for them, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that's what keeps me with them, you know. So it's just that. Most importantly, just the love.
Now, speaking of caring, man, this is probably the one that's going to do something to you.
Mm.
Hi, BB. Hi, B. So, firstly, I'd like to say that, you know, I love you and I appreciate you. And I look forward to making more crazy memories to you. I look forward to safe memories with you, please. No more bumping cars. No more bumping your car, people's cars. Please, you know what I'm talking about. Or being left by the Intercape. Remember the day we got left by the Intercape because your bags were too big and they didn't want to let us in the Uber. Or you video calling me from South Africa just so that I can show you how to bake muffins. But yeah, I mostly appreciate the fact that I can call you for anything or you can call me for anything. That you would literally drive from home to bring me a pair of shoes when mine broke. You know, you're my sister, you're my best friend, and I love you so much, B. I want you to know that this is just the beginning. Keep your head up high. You know, we are all standing behind you, and we love you, and we appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening to Baby, I Need Your Love with me every single day, even though you don't want to. Love you.
And that's why we play this song.
Yeah. I understand. My goodness. I was literally listening to this song yesterday. Because she just got back from the coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
She get in the car, plays the song on loud volume. And I'm like, no. Hell
not
no.
Again. Yeah. So that's Nandi.
That's Nandi, yeah.
Your best friend now.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you and Nandi been friends for?
We've been friends since 2019.
2019. Okay.
Yeah. I think we met in, we started being close in Swaziland.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how we became.
I don't know, whose cars are you bumping, brother?
This girl. Whose car did you bump?
Look, I was just inexperienced, you know?
Yeah.
I think that was my first year having the license.
Okay. So whose car did you bump? And you know, I love the fact that she said not even bumping your own car, okay?
People's cars.
Yeah, I mean bumping your own, yeah, but not people's cars.
Yesterday.
No, but that, I think that was only once actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, you know, me and this white lady colliding, like sideways, yeah. But it wasn't hectic.
Yeah, it was calm. It was chilled. You guys handled it.
Yeah, but
Before we let you go, Beatrice.
Yes.
Before we let you go, there's one person in this whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
One person in this whole wide world. This is probably the one person that you know in those stupid questions when we are being silly. Who will you save? Will you save the president, yourself, or your best friend or whatever?
Oh,
yeah, you know, I know.
Mm-hmm.
You are saving this person.
Hi, Betty. I love you, my baby. God bless you more. Everything come. It must come in the hand of God.
Amen.
Keep it up. Go forward. My love. You are my lovely baby. I love you. Bye. Love you too.
Okay.
Crazy. No way, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Do you fear us now?
I fear you guys.
So she's definitely the one person that you would save.
What in the heavens?
So she's definitely one person that's in the whole wide world.
That's the love of my life.
So who is the love of your life? Who is she to you?
My grandma. You know, she's the woman that raised me to be who I am today. You know, she's been supportive from the get-go, you know.
Yeah.
With my sports and all that. So, yeah, she basically molded me into the person I am today, you know.
Mm.
I remember she would wake me up in the morning, go for a run, you know, and all that. So,
yeah.
She's basically one of the reasons I'm here today.
Before we get to the final words, I know we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. But what is your fondest memory with her?
Fondest memory with her is running to the taxi rank with her. Yeah, because I remember sometimes, you know, I would like every time I would have to go to school because I used to get cab.
Yeah.
Most of the times the taxis wouldn't go in my street, so it would go on maybe in the third or the fourth street, you know. So we have to walk down the main road. So I remember her telling me that you cannot beat me, I'm faster than you. So we used to run together to the taxi rank.
Oh wow.
Man, Beatrice, thank you so much. for taking the time out to be with us this morning. I hope that you enjoyed our company.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
And we are huggers.
I don't
here.
Even have to say that, guys. Right? Yeah. You guys are amazing.
I need to say this. We are huggers. Mm-hmm. So Beatrice tried to give me a hint.
Yeah, you're like, like a pro.
I'm like, I don't know what that is. Get it away from me.
Beatrice, we wish you all the best with the moving forward.
Yeah, and the foundation.
And the foundation itself. I can tell you right now, the whole country cannot wait to see you back on these international shows.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Sharika and this and all these other queens are just shining.
Who?
You know what I mean? We've got our own.
She's so loud. Love her, though, but still, you know?
Yeah.
No, but genuinely, all the best with everything, whatever it is that you envision for yourself. May it really just come true for you.
Thank you.
All the best with everything. May you continue having just good people around you. And may your grandmother's prayers carry you.
100%. Mm.
There we go. Let's leave it at that. It's 9:38. If you just missed the conversation, we're la capella. But you know what? It's fine. It'll be up on our website pretty soon. Leave it on Fresh FM.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.